guys. This is the Aaron Stone Show. I'm Aaron Stone, reporting to you live from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm at the corner of Dorchester and Crescent, and it looks like Cottage is to the east, but whatever. So, day one of TravelCon has happened. I was going to do like a podcast like talking about TravelCon, but I didn't, so sorry. Got to hit the button so I can cross the street. Anyway, hi. So, it's been a life. It's been a day. Basically, first day of the conference was today, and honestly, I'm feeling like crap. Like, I don't feel good. Okay, so a little backstory. I was told by doctors that I can't drink anymore. So that's been tough. I can't drink alcohol right now. And then I decided tonight I was going to just take a risk and do it. And I drank like one beer, not even, and made me sick. And then I continuously kept getting sick. So now I have a Gatorade in my hand and I'm heading back to my Airbnb. I'm waiting for the signal to change so I can walk. So yeah, I'm walking. I've got a Gatorade. I've got the, what flavor is it? The Arctic Buzz. Arctic Blitz. Yeah, sorry. Buzz language. Yeah. So got the Arctic Blitz going on. It's going to be good. So TravelCon day one was today. It was jam-packed. I got to meet Cheryl Strayed and she signed my copy of Wild. So fun fact of the night. Yay. Good times. Good shit right there. I'm heading back to my Airbnb now, but yeah, meeting Cheryl Strayed, that was awesome. Her talk was one of the highlights, and then I went to the Solo Female Travel Panel, which was A+. It was pretty good last year, and it was still good this year, so yay, good for that. What else was I gonna say as I'm walking? I went to, like, a Budgeting Your Time at panel with Chris Oldfield. He works for Nomadic Matt. And that was a really good talk. It was really informative. I'm trying to think what else happened today that was cool and noteworthy and inspiring. But yeah. And then the first session by Clay Haybert, his talk was really good, just about how to do the perfect intro, which I struggle with because a lot of times I'm like, hi, I'm Aaron Stone. I have a podcast. I have this. I do that. Oh, car. Thank you for letting me cross, Mr. Jaguar. Appreciate it. Sorry, there was just a car and I almost got hit. Well, I didn't almost get hit, but you know, I could have. Oh, wet paint. Cool. Someone painted their wrought iron fence and their other fence. And we cannot block this driveway. Fun fact of the night. The good intros were good. I'm still heading back to my Airbnb. I was going to go to the after party, but then I decided, you know what? I don't feel good, so no. I hung out with my friend Ian, who is blind, and he's like one of the first people I ever met while visiting Boston. He's a really cool guy. The first time I met him, he basically gave me a tour of the city. And it was really fucking cool. Freaking cool. Whoops. Swearing. Sorry. So I did that. And we went to the Poorhouse, which I enjoy. And then we went to this place called Shenanigans, where we partook in various shenanigans. And oh, would you look at that? I'm back in my Airbnb. Yay. Let's see if I can remember the code. Probably not. Okay, so my roommates are not here yet. Well, my housemates, they went to the after party. I decided to not because, well, I didn't feel good and figured it would be better if I didn't. Shit. Okay, so I gotta look up the code because I forgot it again. Go me. Because I'm spacey, apparently. Yep, didn't get it right, so I gotta look. Okay, so my Airbnb mates are looking for each other and I'm not there and I told them that. So, okay. So let's try this again. Okay. Okay, that time I got the lock pad. Good on you, Aaron. Okay, so then I gotta close and lock so nobody can break in. And then I gotta walk up all the stairs. Still walking. There's a window open, cool. And now I have the second code, second lock pad. Okay, come on, buddy. Come on, baby. Okay. And then it is, I'm looking again because my mind is not working. Yeah, buddy. Okay, so I'm back at my Airbnb. I am the first one back because all my housemates are at the after party that I decided to not go to. Normal years, I would go. However, I can't drink. 2, I was feeling sick. And 3, yeah, too fucking lazy for that. So now I'm back at the Airbnb. It is nice and quiet. There's a window open. That's cool. I'm going to crack into this Gatorade and hope for the best. Two of my three Airbnb mates are coming back. The other one, we're looking for her. So, cool. Hopefully, I don't have to go back out or go to the hospital or both. Let's hope I don't have to go to the hospital right now because, honestly, I feel terrible. I can't even tell you how many times I've thrown up in the last little bit, all because I decided a beer that I'm not supposed to drink isn't going to kill me. Fun fact of the night, it almost did. So here's hoping that I live. If not, this is my last podcast, so Godspeed. I'm excited for day two tomorrow because I have a writing workshop with Rachel Friedman. That is, if I'm feeling, you know, functional enough to go, which so far so good. I mean, other than, you know, puking and almost getting lost out of, you know, JFK, the red line stop that I had to get off at, I've been good. Got a Gatorade. Life is good. My housemates should be back relatively soon. So hopefully once they're back, I'll just be like, hey guys, I'm good. Just had like a little health scare, but we're fine. But yeah, my thoughts are I'm just going to try to get some sleep. I'm going to drink this Gatorade, try to get some sleep, and hope for a better TravelCon day tomorrow. I wish this post was more like positive and exciting. And I mean, meeting Cheryl Strayed was sweet. I also got a tarot card reading for the first time, so that was kind of rad. I mean, she said like good things were going to happen to me and my love life would be solved by 2020. So I mean, that's kind of cool. She didn't say I was like doomed or going to die tonight. So I mean, that's a nice touch, I would say. Okay, well, I think you guys have had enough of me talking. This is Aaron Stone with the Aaron Stone Show. Please feel free to subscribe, leave me voice messages, blah, blah, blah. If you want to check out my website, it is AaronStoneShow.com. That's AaronStoneShow.com. My email address is AaronStoneShow@gmail.com. And yeah, those are the ways to contact me. And I mean, I kind of am thinking that maybe I should get like a Facebook page or an Instagram or blah, 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 something. You know, maybe a Twitter so I could tweet and be like, you know, do surveys and stuff and see what you guys think of episodes. But yeah, like, let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know what you liked, what you didn't like. This was a recap of TravelCon day one. Again, it's a great event. I love it. So if you ever want to go to TravelCon, I'm sure there'll be a TravelCon round three, which will be in 2020. The dates are TBD. The location is TBD. But I will know all of that by the end of the week, probably. Well, the end of the 3 weeks. Not the 3 weeks. The 3 days. Wow. Sorry. So hopefully I'll be going to an Afterbrite tomorrow or Saturday. I might be going to Salem. So that'll be really sweet. So yeah, I'm Aaron Stone. This is my show. Feel free to, yeah, subscribe, listen, whatever you want to do. All right. That is all. Okay. Thanks. Bye.